Do you treat patients with chronic pain, recurring sports injuries, or posture issues? Then check out Rock Tape, the world's best kinesiology tape.
Stickier, stretchier,
and superior to competing tapes. Rock Tape stays on through any activity
for up to 7 days.
Physical therapists qualify for medical pricing. Get started at rocktape.com/start. Rock Tape also offers CEUs nationwide, so you can learn how to use the world's best tape
with cutting-edge, evidence-informed techniques
while earning the continuing education credits you need.
Get started at rocktape.com.
Whether you want to escape the snow or play in it, Arias Medical has you covered. Try a rewarding travel assignment during the holiday season with Arias Medical Group. Call Arias at 1-800-340-2619 or visit ariasmedical.com. That's A-U-R-E-U-S medical.com.
This is Spinal Tap News, bringing you what's news in the field of physical therapy in 15 minutes or less.
Numbers will go to 11.
You don't have hours to scour the internet for what's news in PT. And that's where we come in. This is Spinal Tap News from the brewers of the PT Pinecast, live from the Spinal Tap Newsroom with your host, Jimmy McKay.
This is Spinal Tap News, brewed by the PT Pinecast and poured by Arias Medical Staffing. We cover the field of physical therapy in 15 minutes or less, or double your money back. I'm your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay. Our lead story: healthcare still in limbo. The Trump administration is moving rapidly to make campaign promises come true. While immigration is currently in the forefront of everyone's mind, the healthcare dilemma remains unsolved, even after Trump's executive order directing members of his administration to find ways to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. Found in Forbes, the most recent proposal, entitled the Patient Freedom Act of 2017, would repeal what authors call, quote, burdensome mandates, but keep consumer protections, including the prohibition of pre-existing condition exclusions. Ultimately, this latest proposal would return control of healthcare to state levels, allowing states three options: to reinstate the ACA at the state level, to choose a new state alternative that would still receive federal funding, or to design a new alternative without federal assistance. According to Forbes, the current proposed actions will not affect the Medicare reforms that were put into place to allow beneficiaries expanded access to care, including preventative screenings for cancer. These Medicare reforms also include penalties to hospitals for subpar care and rewards for providers who can show improved outcomes. NPR reports that the Trump administration canceled all ads encouraging people to sign up for insurance through the open enrollment period, ending today, January 31st. NBC released a guide to, quote, Trump's healthcare buzzwords, noting that Trump often makes statements that appear to contradict past Republican healthcare proposals, either on policy or on the procedure for enacting them.
So we're going to do repeal and replace. Very complicated stuff. We're going to get a health bill passed. We're going to get health care taken care of in this country. We are going to take the problem off the shelves.
Kellyanne Conway, Trump's campaign manager, has promised that no one will go without health coverage. For links to this stories and more, check out the Chasers at ptpinecast.com.
News from the American Physical Therapy Association.
Just bring it!
The APTA teams up with Canada. It's like America's hat in the opioid battle. According to PT in Motion, the APTA has teamed up with the Canadian Physiotherapy Association in a shared commitment to help, quote, Americans and Canadians find healthier ways to manage pain and reduce the use of prescription pain medications, end quote. The commitment includes not only education, but efforts to support research, create practice guidelines, and promote exercise-focused interventions. Elsewhere in the APTA, the updated public policy procedures have been released. PT in Motion reports that the APTA has released its latest public policy priorities, updated every 2 years. The updates reflect the areas of greatest focus for the organization in the upcoming years, determined through member input, review from the Public Policy and Advocacy Committee, and approval from the APTA Board of Directors. The document is designed to give lawmakers an overview of the APTA's stance on key issues, and will be hand-delivered to all congressional offices on Capitol Hill this week. The Graham session celebrated its 10th year. The Founders Speak Up. Graham Sessions, the Fight Club-like conference hosted by the private practice section each year, finished up last weekend. We caught up with the attendees, interviewed the founders live on stage, and possibly broke the first rule of Fight Club to bring you conference coverage. Check out the sessions at ptpinecast.com. Across the profession, exercise and Parkinson's. PTs speak up in the New York Times. The New York Times reports that exercise gives patients with Parkinson's a new lease on life. Patients can choose from a variety of exercises that help, including cycling, boxing, and agility programs. Dr. Marilyn Moffitt, former president of the APTA, states that, quote, the earlier people begin exercising after a Parkinson's diagnosis and the higher the intensity of exercise they achieve, the better they are, end quote. Physical therapists Dr. Faye Horak and Dr. Lori King at Oregon Health and Sciences University state that intense exercise can improve plasticity of the brain, protect against nervous system degeneration, and even reverse motor deficits.
Here's some news from physical therapy research.
Huzzah!
16% of scheduled physical therapy sessions don't ever happen. According to a study recently released in the Physical Therapy Journal, 16% of acute care physical therapy visits never occur. The study reviewed 6,246 scheduled physical therapy visits at a single hospital. PT in Motion reports that the study found non-treatment was highest on Sundays, and in 38.8% of those instances, therapists did not document a reason for the mistreatment. Only 1.3% of initial visits were missed, but the miss rate rose to nearly 20% for remaining sessions for those patients with a condition other than musculoskeletal.
This is Spinal Tap News.
Considering a travel assignment over the holidays, or ready to escape the cold weather for some winter sunshine? Arias Medical Group is the leading healthcare staffing agency, offering travel and full-time career opportunities for PTs nationwide. Call Arias at 1-800-340-2619 or visit ariusmedical.com. That's AUREUSmedical.com.
Do you treat patients with chronic pain, recurring sports injuries, or posture issues? Then check out Rock Tape, the world's best kinesiology tape.
Stickier, stretchier,
and superior to competing tapes. Rock Tape stays on through any activity
for up to 7 days.
Physical therapists qualify for medical pricing. Get started at rocktape.com/start. Rock Tape also offers CEUs nationwide, so you can learn how to use the world's best tape
with cutting-edge, evidence-informed techniques
while earning the continuing education credits you need.
Get started at rocktape.com.
This is Spinal Tap News from the brewers of the PT Pinecast, live from the Spinal Tap Newsroom with your host, Jimmy McKay.
So who does it better, outpatient versus home therapy post-TKA? According to a new study released in Orthopedic Nursing, those who receive outpatient therapy immediately after total knee arthroplasty reach post-operative milestones on average 22 days sooner than those who receive home therapy. While both groups ultimately wind up in the same place, the authors of the study stress the need for an interdisciplinary approach to patient care. News for a younger subset of the population, teens take exercise over braces for scoliosis, wind up getting ahead of the curve.
See what we did there?
Science Daily reports that the Stroth physiotherapeutic scoliosis-specific exercises can be an alternative to traditional treatment for scoliosis. A randomized controlled trial done in Canada showed an 88% improvement rate in those teens performing the exercises, while the average curvature in the control group deteriorated. Even better, those performing the exercise reported positive effects on pain, body image, and muscular endurance.
This is What the Healthier? Stories from the lighter side of the news desk.
In December, a 6-year-old at a Little Rock, Arkansas, mashed her sleeping mother's thumb onto her iPhone to unlock the Amazon app and subsequently order $250 worth of Pokemon toys. 6-year-old smart. Mom later wound up noticing 13 different email confirmations of sales and asked her daughter if something was up. According to the Wall Street Journal, the young girl simply said, quote, no, mommy, I was just shopping. Protect your thumbprints. And out of Arkansas, A former elementary school teacher who was allowed to resign quietly back in 2013 after arriving drunk on a student field trip actually wound up making money on the incident. In November, the city agreed to pay her a $75,000 settlement because the police had revealed her blood alcohol level to the press. The lawsuit showed that her BAC was, quote, private medical information and therefore a violation of HIPAA. You can't make this stuff up.
We scour the internet to find the stories that make you say, what the hell? This was another installment of What the Hell Theater. This is Spinal Tap News. From the brewers of the PT Pinecast, live from the Spinal Tap Newsroom with your host, Jimmy McKay.
For more information about stories that you heard here, including links to articles and papers, check out the News tab of the blog section on ptpinecast.com. If you have any story suggestions for us, contact us at our website or at PT Pinecast on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Our executive producer is Rachel German from the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. I'm your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay. Podcasting. It's a great way to reach a huge audience. We're portable, free to download, and can be heard across the planet. Here on the PT Pinecast, we can paint a picture for your company to help spread your message to physical therapists across the world. With our show, we can put pictures into people's minds. Here, let me show you what I mean. Like if I push this button right here, I can take you back to the Jurassic era when T-Rex roamed the earth. And when I click on this,
I'm behind the wheel of a race car, driving fast and turning left. Shake it big, boys!
We paint pictures with sound and can paint a picture of your company on our show that'll leave an impression. To have us paint for you and spread your message to PTs across the world, contact us online at ptpinecast.com. Let's see what this button does.
The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.